payouts from bailouts.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. There really isn't much more outrage that can be generated about the bonuses paid at troubled insurer AIG. But this morning, there is blame being lobbed squarely at Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner. Alabama Senator Richard Shelby told CBS's The Early Show that Geithner should have been making sure those bonuses didn't go through. Shelby says the payouts came from money that wasn't Uncle Sam's to begin with.
This is American taxpayers' money, a lot of people being laid off. I think people are not very sensitive toward where this money is coming from. It's coming from the hardworking American people.
For his part, President Obama says the payouts are an outrage, and he says he's looking for ways to limit future money to AIG. And the ripple effects continue. Now New York's attorney general wants the names of those getting the bonuses. He's looking at legal options. Those bonuses, of course, have clearly touched a nerve, but limiting executive salaries may come with drawbacks that could sting more than just the bonuses. From North Carolina Public Radio, here's Marketplace's Janet Babin.
Bonus pay is considered the only way to motivate mavericks to take financial risks and win. Doug Elliott worked at J.P. Morgan for years. Now he's at the Brookings Institution. He says if the government moves to limit executive pay at financial firms that took bailout money, those companies will lose their top performers at a time when we all need them to stay.
People in financial institutions work there for the money. So unless you can keep them from making more money anywhere else, which we can't, you have to pay them.
AIG has said it has a contractual obligation to pay $165 million in employee bonuses. But investment advisor Gary Schilling says a bonus is supposed to reward performance, not be part of a contract.
The problem is that when these bonuses become legal obligations, then they no longer are bonuses. They simply are delayed salary payments.
Even so, Schilling says without bonuses, financial innovation will suffer. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Construction on new homes unexpectedly rebounded in February. It shot up 22%. That was the first increase since April of last year. Wholesale prices edged up 0.1% last month. Taking a look at Wall Street, the Dow is down about 0.5% at this hour, about 29 points. NASDAQ up about 0.5%. S&P down about 0.1% so far. Mixed market. Asian markets mostly up, and European stocks are lower, 1-2%. Germany's economic minister is in Washington today for a second day of high-level meetings, one of which is with the U.S. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner. There already have been discussions with top brass at GM focused on whether the automaker's European operations can expect financial help from the German government. From London, Christopher Worth reports.
February's numbers show sales for GM's European divisions, Opel and Vauxhall, are down 22%, much further than the European average. Many of the same worries that have plagued the beleaguered carmaker in the U.S. are keeping European buyers at bay, according to Tim Eucert of IHS Global Insight.
Buyers will be worried about buying from a manufacturer that's potentially going out of business. There's all kinds of issues regarding, you know, will warranties be honored, residual value, spare parts, all those things.
Eucert says some decision should be made soon to avoid further damage. But Germany is reluctant about GM. Ministers are looking for assurances from the company on its own financial contribution to its European operations and that no government aid from Berlin ends up in Detroit. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
American Express saw a steady increase in both delinquencies and loan losses so far this year. Net write-offs jumped 1.2% between December and February. It's also reporting its fourth quarter consumer spending down 10%. American Express shares fell more than 3% yesterday.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing people-ready enterprise solutions, software based on how people really work.
More than 5,000 people died last year in Mexican drug wars. A lot of the violence is especially heavy in towns near the U.S. border. It's driving a lot of tourists away. But those who aren't scared of the danger are finding deals and a devalued peso. From Baja California, Philip Martin reports.
On Tijuana's busiest tourist strip, Avenida Revolution, desperate merchants are out on the streets in full force.
Come and visit to Tijuana, amigos. Come.
Yeah, it's a good place.
The ongoing violence here has left the streets basically deserted. Marines from nearby Camp Pendleton have been banned from traveling to Tijuana. The State Department has warned Americans to be careful when heading south. But that didn't stop Floridians Linda and Steve. They're carrying armloads of souvenir T-shirts and sombreros.
We feel safe over here. I mean, what they told us is it's the bad killing the bad, so that's good.
And that ongoing chaos means that tourists have the upper hand.
Want to take a picture? Yeah, take a picture.
One merchant named Enrique has a donkey painted in black and white zebra stripes. His deal is, if you buy two T-shirts, you get to take a photo free of charge. Enrique says they need all kinds of giveaways because the narco wars have put a damper on business.
That's a big problem in Tijuana, drugs. A lot of drugs and a lot of gangsters. The mafia. Yeah.
Steve Wood from Anacortes, Washington, thinks the steady drumbeat of grim news creates a great buying opportunity in Mexico. Wood recently purchased a couple of timeshares in Baja California, and he also found a great deal on a five-star hotel here in Cabo San Lucas, complete with a lake-sized pool.
We got a deal in the mail, an opportunity to come here for $299 for an entire week.
Do you find opportunity when other people are afraid to travel?
Yes, I do. I think that's how we generally got our timeshares.
These days, many hotels are only about 40% occupied. Alberto Gutierrez is a resort sales rep in Cabo. He's convinced the number of tourists will inch up as Americans put the violence in perspective.
Americans know that the drugs cartels are not going to go and destroy the resort. They know that tourism is the second source of income. So Americans know they're safe. And of course, there's always great deals.
If you have no problem going where many others fear to tread. In Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, I'm Philip Martin for Marketplace.
Hope you can join us at our website where you can share your thoughts at marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.